Before we get there, we'll meet a race law pioneer 50 years after Enoch Powell's Rivers of Blood speech. You may have heard Radio 4 restage the 1968 address last night, including this section, which warned about the progress of the Race Relations Act through Parliament that year.
For these dangerous and divisive elements, the legislation proposed in the Race Relations Bill is the very pabulum they need to flourish on. Here is their means of showing that the immigrant communities can organise to consolidate their members, to agitate and campaign against their fellow citizens, and to overawe and dominate the rest with legal weapons which the ignorant and the ill-informed have provided.
Read by Ian McDermott. One of the first men to bring a case under that law was Mahesh Upadhyay, who grew up in India. He was discriminated against when he wanted to buy a house, as you'll hear. I spoke to him and his nephew, Nikesh Shukla. They both use a word which is widely seen by many as a racial slur.
We saw the housing estate being built. So I phoned up and said, can we come and have a look? And the guy said, yeah, of course. So me and my wife, my 18-month son, my parents, my siblings, we all went to come and have a look at the house, had a look at the house, three-bed semi. So fine, it's on this transport route. So we decided, yeah, we'll go for it. So we came back, I rang him up, and I said, yeah, I'm interested. So he said, are you the coloured person family who came to have a look at the house earlier? I said, yes. He said, I'm sorry, our policy is not to sell to coloured people because that may jeopardise our estate, you know, so, and we won't be able to sell it. And I said, do you know that's just become against the law? He said, yeah, but we're not going to sell it to you.
So I'm sorry, it's not our policy to sell
that's
to
right,
coloured
yeah,
people.
Yeah, that was the company policy at the time.
Mahesh, you took him to court. You went to Leeds Crown Court, and what happened?
Judgment was reserved. So they said, we'll go and think about it. And the case was dismissed because the panel that investigated the case did not have the formal approval from the Home Secretary at the time.
And so you were so early in the procedure, they hadn't even formed the panel.
That's right, yeah. They had the panel, but they didn't have any formal approval.
Didn't have a formal approval.
To do that. So what the judge decided was that categorically, discrimination had taken place, but he said there is a minor point from the Race Relations Act that there was no house to be sold because the house wasn't built yet. They was going to build it. So he said that is that point, but that's a minor point. The main reason for dismissing this case is the panel did not have the authority to bring this case to the court.
Because you were so early in the process.
Because, yeah. The main outcome was that the company decided to change the policy of not selling to the coloured people at that time. So they gave an undertaking that we will be selling our houses to coloured people. So we got that.
And as you grew up, Nikesh, did you hear this story of your uncles?
Yeah, I heard it. I think my mum told me about it once. When I was a teenager, like hearing this story, like I think it's sort of. It's amazing that my uncle has this sort of small but quite significant part in UK history when it comes to, like, racial discrimination.
When I first came to the country, I mean, you know, the kids shout at you. They didn't shout at me, Paki. They shouted at me, Comancheros, Red Indian, because they didn't know what Paki was or Asian was. All they knew was what they saw on TV or the Westerns. So I was a Comanchero or a Red Indian. So but then, of course, now, as more and more people came, things changed and it became Paki. And I think the reason for that, I noticed that when I first came, there were two type of classes. There was the blue collar and white collar, and the two didn't mix. And there was an effort to integrate for the nurses and doctors, but there was no effort made to reach out to these people who worked in the mills.
So, Nikesh, it didn't go away with the Race Discrimination Act.
No, the things that I've noticed is that I think that people want stories like what happened to my dad and what happened to Mesh Mama when he was attacked to be examples of what racism looks like, because I think that's very, very easy to kind of define as an act of racism. I think what's happening now is a lot more insidious. It's people sort of pulling headscarves off, women wearing hijabs in the streets. It's the sort of the permission given for certain columnists to call refugees cockroaches, those who should die at the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. You know, there is this sort of pervading feeling that all the institutional powers that are in place are contributing to a climate of fear of immigrants and fear of the children of immigrants. And, you know, just yesterday, I was on a panel, a person in the Q&A stood up and demanded to know why the word paki was always seen as a slur, because some people used it affectionately to refer to the paki shop. And obviously he's talking about this historic casual racism that may have existed in the past, but he's asking that question in 2018 and he still thinks it's okay to use that word.
And in public.
And in public.
Do you think the BBC's right to reenact this speech, Mahesh, which is right from the time when you took your case? It's taking us back to 1968. It's the time when you found your voice, really, on behalf of people who could come and bring a claim under the Race Discrimination Act.
That when that speech was broadcast on 20th of April 68, not many people knew about it. A, Enoch Powell was in a shadow cabinet. B, he spoke to a Tory gathering. So a man on the street actually was not aware until he got sacked from the shadow cabinet. And I didn't see any change where I was in Yorkshire. I understand there were problems in Midlands, but in Yorkshire we didn't have any repercussions. But if that, I think, was broadcast today, there will be repercussions because of the media and the extent of the media and how people are media savvy, and they will hear it.
I think there is a case to interrogate that speech and its repercussions and what it means now. But I think in the current climate, given what's happening in the country at the moment, it just feels like it's not the right time to revisit this speech. And the tweets from Amal Rajan made it sound like, for the first time ever, like it was this big blockbuster thing. And I just thought, wow, that feels quite sensationalist in a weird way.
What's the message of your success or your early challenge under this act, one of the first challenges under the Race Discrimination Act? What's the message of your experience?
When you come to another country, you have to live and integrate with the people, local people. You know, the way they live, you have to learn them and learn what they're doing, and at the same time, show them what you want and culturally. And so this is what, you know, for the first thing was that you should be able to communicate. So I sent my mom to do English classes in the evenings. So that's the way it all started. And then, of course, you know, they were all educated here and our family's grown and everybody's quite well settled.
It's a big piece of history, Nikesh. Is there details you didn't know that you've heard today?
Yeah, it's been really amazing to listen to the particulars of the case I didn't actually know. So, yeah, it's really, really inspiring. And for me, the message I take away from that case is to stand up for what you believe in. Like, I was born in the UK. I consider myself British, Asian, and for me, what my uncle did shows me that the fight to feel British is currently going on and what it means to be British. And so hearing him puts the fire in my belly a bit more and makes me want to carry on with the work that I'm doing to sort of celebrate what it is to be British and of colour.
Yeah, actually, I'm really, really proud the way our family has grown and our family is integrated and amalgamated into the culture. And so it's a sort of a mixed British-Asian culture. So we have maintaining both cultures. So Nikesh, like, and my kids, they're sort of similar age, and they can go into either community and mix without, you know, any problems. They can. So that's how it should be.
With thanks to Mahesh Upadhyay and Nikesh Shukla talking to us about the Race Relations Act, navigated through Parliament in 1968.